guys. So I am recording in a laundry room right now that is kind of separated from my house because it's really late at night and I don't want to play ukulele really loudly. I mean, I'm going to play it softly anyway just because you can probably still hear me from the house. But I want to be as quiet as possible. But tonight I've had a little bit of a long night. And so, I just kind of wanted to play some songs. And all of these are from the same album. I've been trying to learn the entire album, We Don't Have Each Other, by Aaron West and the Roaring Twenties, because someone showed it to me a long time ago, and it meant a weirdly big deal to me when it happened. And it was one of those things that just kind of stuck with me through the past few years. And so I decided maybe a few weeks ago that I would try to learn every song from the album on ukulele. And I'm not near done yet, but I have a few down. And my voice is tired and my fingers are sore. It's late at night and this is gonna be probably pretty rough, but I figured I could just try and share some of these with you. Pictured our apartment in the middle of Brooklyn. I pictured the bedroom, how the floor is still a mess. Sorry. I pictured your office in Midtown Manhattan. I pictured you walking in. I bet you're late again, but your makeup's straight and you're smiling. It's just like it's always been. I had lunch with your sister. She told me it's over, but you call in your lawyers that you're forgot the next chord. Let's see. So this one is really hard for me, singing-wise. All of them are hard for me, singing-wise. But this one especially, because the range is kind of all over for me, and I'm sure you'll be able to hear that. Also, I'm currently staring at a spider crawling up the wall across from me. That's gross. Okay, on with this. Hey, Holy Ghost, why'd you leave me? Where'd you go? I know we ain't spoken so long, but I've gotta know if I'm alone. If I start drinking, I'm gonna be the town drunk. You always said I should lighten up. I'm gonna lighten up. Gonna lighten up. So long, yeah, I'm sorry that I wasn't who you want. If I can't make you happy, I'm no good for anyone. So long, yeah, I'm sorry that I wasn't who you want. If I can't make you happy, I shut you out. After the funeral, mirrored in doubt, you thought a family would help. I was struggling, you could tell. When we got the news, you were pregnant, we painted a room pink and orange like grapefruit. I know how bad you wanted this too. I know it killed you. Pretty rough. Whew. Alright. Oh, fuck. Big bug. Go away. Go away. I don't like you. Okay. Next song. Oh. I got sick of the silence. So bad. Blah, blah, blah. So bad. I apologize that all of you had to hear me butcher that, especially at the end. So after that, I stopped learning the songs in order because the next one was really hard for me. So then I was just like, oh, fudge it. I'm just gonna learn whatever one's in the album I feel like learning. So this is quite a few songs ahead in the album, but I'm gonna play it. Hey Diane, could you pick up the phone? I know that you're listening. What was that? That's the water cooler. Okay, I'm gonna restart the song. Sorry about that. Hey, Diane. Water heater, not water cooler. Restart. Hey, Diane. Could you pick up the phone? Know that you're listening, baby. I know that you're home. And I know where I went wrong. Don't you leave me alone. Could you pick up the phone? I'm lost at a truck stop, somewhere in the south. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm figuring it out. I lock myself in this phone booth, read you the number aloud. Now I'm waiting it out. And if I lay here long enough, maybe the bugs will eat me whole. If I stay here long enough, maybe the night would take me home. I won't let go, even if you say so. No, I won't let go. Hey, Diane, I've been trying to quit. I went from a pack and a half a day to this e-cigarette bullshit. It don't give me what I want, but it stops them coughing fits. So I know how you hate it. Hey, Diane, I know I fucked up. Just when we lost the baby, I kind of shut off. And I know I never listened, I wasn't there for you enough. I'm a fuck up. And if I lay here long enough, maybe the bugs will eat me whole. If I stay here long enough, maybe the night will take me home. I won't let go, even if you say so. No, I won't let go. I had a dream that off my shoes because they were falling off anyway and it was annoying me. I'm sitting on top of the washer right now because it's just easier for me. So I wanted to record something a lot earlier and I wanted to do like an actual script, and I spent hours yesterday trying to find a good script to record, and I just, nothing was inspiring me. I don't know, nothing was really making me want to record. And then today I was gonna do the same thing, and then one of my friends called me and they were going through a really rough time, and so I ended up talking to them for like 2 hours. And so my voice is exhausted from that because, I mean, I guess I know how to support myself better whenever I'm speaking on stage or singing in a way that's sustainable, but whenever I'm just like talking to someone, like how I'm talking now kind of, like I'm not using supported speech at all, so my voice gets really tired really fast. That's part of the reason my voice is so exhausted right now and it keeps cracking. But I don't know, after talking to him, it kind of left me feeling a little bit melancholy just because of all the stuff that he's going through, so that's part of the reason why I'm recording this for you. I might delete it in a while, honestly. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided. So this next song is the next one in... It's not actually the next one in the order of the album, but it's... I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Maybe it is. It is. I don't... Whatever. Either way. It's the most recent one I've learned, though. So it's... real fresh. I learned it this morning, so it's pretty rough, but we're getting there. It's also super low for me. People are starting to tear down their Christmas lights. It never got cold here, but they know that the season's died. I've been sleeping in a motel off 95. I don't really mind it much. The clerk at the desk is nice. While he pours me a coffee and asks me if it's been a long night. That was bad. I'm sorry. That was, and it wasn't quite as bad as I thought it would be, but it was still pretty kind of rough. This next song, I usually kind of belt it a little bit, but my voice is tired, so we're just gonna see what happens. I don't know what's gonna happen. From the album. So I'm a few songs in, lots of songs left to go. And now I'm stretching my legs. What a good feeling. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I kind of just did it so that I could get some of my own catharsis, I guess, because I was feeling emotional and I didn't really have an outlet. Also because I wanted to practice Also because I needed to get a recording out. So I hope that did the job. Thank you for listening. Thank you guys for being really awesome. Bye-bye.